Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've got music from a very hot guitarist out of the States. His name is Pete McCann. We've also got music from vibist Ben Thompson, a tribute to Oscar Peterson from Japanese pianist Makoto Ozone. Keith Jarrett's on the way, as well as bassist Al McKibben. That and a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. We're going to start off this afternoon with some classic Duke Ellington, and this is a composition of his entitled Isfahan.
Thank you.
the one and only Duke Ellington with a composition entitled Isfahan. We're going to change gears now and listen to a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this is from Stanley Turrentine. It's from a compilation CD entitled Smooth Elements. Smooth Jazz Plays Earth, Wind, and Fire on the Shaughnessy label. And this is the great Stanley Turrentine doing Reasons.
best kept secret in Sandy Hill is Cafe Nostalgica. Located at the University of Ottawa at 630 Cumberland, Cafe Nostalgica offers creative dishes made of the freshest ingredients. After you've tried one of their daily specials or homemade desserts, you'll be making dates to introduce your friends to this lovely smoke-free cafe. Cafe Nostalgica has a relaxed atmosphere, friendly bilingual service, and a patio you can enjoy well into the fall. Whether you want to go at 7 a.m. for breakfast or later in the day for, let's say a microbrew, Cafe Nostalgica is waiting for you. Taste it yourself. Cafe Nostalgica, 630 Cumberland in Sandy Hill, Ottawa.
The PACE 2000 Foundation is organizing intergenerational panel discussions every Wednesday. They bring together students and seniors to explore issues of their concern in a spirit of partnership. Tune into CHUO FM 89.1 every Wednesday from noon till 12:30 to hear unique live open forum discussions.
The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon is under new management.
We're so confident that you'll love our services even more as we're offering a two-for-one deal. Buy one tanning session and get the other free.
You can take advantage of our other specials. Tan for a month for only $29.95, plus $2 at each visit. But that's not it. There's also our special Sundays. Get a 20-minute tanning session for only $4.67.
The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon at 214 Rideau Street. Call 789-4994 for an appointment today. The Ultimate Rays Tanning Salon, giving you the perfect tan every time.
We just heard some music from guitarist Mark Whitfield from his latest CD, Take the Ride, and we heard a composition called Steppin' Off. And before that, Stanley Turrentine from an album called Plays Earth, Wind, and Fire. We heard Reasons. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition, coming to you each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Pete McCann is an up-and-coming guitarist out of New York City, and he was discovered at the Knitting Factory, and this is his first album out. It's called Parable, and I think you're in for a real treat. We've got Pete Epstein on soprano and alto sax, Bruce Huron on tenor sax, Tim LaFave on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums and percussion. And you might remember Matt Wilson was at the Ottawa Jazz Festival last summer with, I can't remember the name of the group, but anyway, he put on a great show, and here he is again to treat you listeners with three compositions. We're going to start off with Mindbender, and then we'll listen to Patricia, and then we'll close with Hovenen. This is music from Pete McCann on In Transition.
Thank you.
That was music from guitarist Pete McCann and a composition entitled Hovenend. Before that, we heard Patricia and Mindbender, and those are from his new CD on the Palmetto Jazz label. The album is called Parable. Before we get to the tribute to Oscar Peterson from Japanese pianist Makoto Ozone, we're going to listen to vibist Ben Thompson from his album The Madman's Difference. And this song is a kind of a quirky title, The Big Orange Concrete Snow Disc. Big Orange Concrete Snow Disc from vibist Ben Thomas from his latest album entitled The Madman's Difference. And I was just reading a quote here on the back of the CD. It says, "The only difference between me and a madman is that I am not mad." And that's from the pen of Salvador Dali. And this is quite an interesting recording. It's on the Origin Arts label out of Seattle, Washington. You might want to check that one out. They do have a website. It's www.originarts.com. And that was Ben Thomas. Anytime I get to play music from Oscar Peterson is a real treat, and I'm sure it is for you as well. This is a tribute from Japanese pianist Makoto Ozone with his trio. And his trio consists of Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass, and Clarence Penn is on drums. And we're going to listen to three compositions. The first one's written by Oscar Peterson. It's entitled Wheatland. And then we're going to listen to a Ray Bryant original entitled Cubano Chant. And then we're going to conclude with a composition from Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, certainly one of my favorites, Exactly Like You.
Thank you.
Well, that definitely qualifies as a must-have album for your CD collection. That was Makoto Ozoni and the trio from his album Dear Oscar. And we just heard a slew of compositions, Exactly Like You, Cubano Chant, and Wheatland. And right now we're going to listen to some music from Keith Jarrett. And sad news about Keith Jarrett. He's been suffering from a very bad illness for the past 2-3 years, chronic fatigue syndrome. And he's been mostly sleeping a lot and just laying around his house in, I believe it's upper New York State. There's an excellent article on him in the new issue of Jazz Times that you might want to check out. But I thought that we'd play some Keith Jarrett and wish him a fine recovery. This is a beautiful composition from Robert Wilbur. It's called La Valse Bleue. And on this album, this was recorded live at the Blue Note in 1994. Jack Desjardins on drums, and one of my favorite bass players, Gary Peacock, is also along for the ride. Thank you. when it comes to fluidity and phrasing, that's something that's very, very hard to beat when you listen to Keith Jarrett, a very fine musician, and that's from his album Keith Jarrett at the Blue Note, The Complete Recordings. It's from a 6-CD box set recorded June 5th, 1994 in New York City. Actually, that was on a Sunday, so you might want to check that one out. It's still available. One of the unsung heroes of jazz, Al McKibben, has a new album out, and I'm going to try and pronounce it for you. Tumbao para los congueros de mi vida. There we go. One of these long, long names. And there's a lot of interesting flavors on this album. We've got some fine musicians as well. We've got Charles Owen on flute and sax, Phil Wright on piano, Jose Rodriguez on congas, Raymond Banda on timbales, and Justo Almirio on soprano sax. And we're going to listen to Monk's Thelonious Monk's off minor, Chano Pozzo's great composition, Tintin Dio, and then we'll conclude with Bernard Igner's composition, Everything Must Change. Thank you.
everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. For that's the way of time. No one and nothing goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, hummingbirds they fly, winter turns to spring, a wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. No one and nothing goes unchanged. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. For that's the way of time. No one and nothing goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, hummingbirds fly.
Well, there was an example of Al McKibben's vocals, and Al McKibben is, I believe he's 80 or 81 years old, and he's played with everyone from Monk to Gillespie, Art Blakey, you name it. He's been around for quite a long time, and as far as I know, this is his first solo recording, or his first outing as a leader, rather, and there's some fine music on this album that you can check out. There's a really good version here of Seven Steps to Heaven from Victor Feldman and Miles Davis that's good as well. Anyway, you're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to continue with some more music from Duke Ellington. I believe that's up. Who's up next. And we're going to check out a couple of things of his. Actually, we're going to listen to a version of Cottontail, and that I believe I played Cottontail last week, but it was the version with Ella Fitzgerald, where she just stole the show. But this is a different version of Duke Ellington with his famous orchestra doing Cottontail. Great Duke Ellington and his orchestra with a rousing version of Cottontail. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're going to keep the ball rolling here with music from sax man Eric Marienthal from his latest album, Walk Tall. That's on the IE Music label. We'll listen to Joe Zawinul's classic composition, Mercy, 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 and then we'll follow that up with drummer Joe Chambers. He has a new one out on Blue Note, and it's called Mirrors. We'll listen to The Lady in My Life, and then we'll conclude the next set with Brad Meldow, a beautiful pianist, and this is from his album on Warner Brothers called Songs Art of the Trio, Volume 3, and we'll listen to Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and I think this is one of the nicest versions that I've ever heard. Thank you. That's one of those versions you listen to late at night in the dark. It's just a beautiful composition and interpreted for us by an outstanding pianist by the name of Brad Meldau. We're going to continue with some music from Brazil, and Leo Gandelman has an album out on the Verve Forecast label. It's called Brazilian Soul, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Ara, and that means the frog. And we're going to follow that up with Donald Harrison from his album Free to Be, and a composition called Feelin' Jazzy, Baby. So here we go.
Thank you.
love that music. Feeling Jazzy Baby from the album Free to Be on the Impulse label from the horn of Donald Harrison. Some great stuff there. Before that, we heard Leo Gandelman and a composition called The Frog from his album Brazilian Soul. We're just about to wrap things up here. We're going to conclude with a band that I know nothing about. It's a band called Sam Newsom and Global Unity. And this song is called It's Not the Size of the Horn.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up in about 4 minutes' time, we've got German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe to carry you through until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.